fate of the children.
Fate of the Children by Tsunami the Fifth, Episode 24, Heaven's Gate. Asuka and Lisa stood on the roof of Lisa's apartment building, watching as the huge plane flew in overhead. Tucka seated underneath it was an enormous white figure, the fifth Ava's. Lisa said, "Wow, tis huge." "No better than ours," Asuka replied, "and its head looks stupid." "Kind of like a sockle," Lisa replied, and they both laughed. Then Lisa kissed Asuka on the cheek, and they went back to her apartment. Asuka and Lisa walked down the road in silence, heading for Nerve. Asuka finally spooked up.
"Lisa?"
"Yeah?"
"Why'd you do that?"
"Huh?"
"You know, with Ray."
Asuka stopped, looking mad at her.
"It's not fair of you."
"I'm sorry," Lisa said, head hung low. "But Ray's life was so empty. Sihu needed something to live for."
"Makes sense," Asuka said.
"That's why she's being so nice to me." Then Ray walked up behind the two of them.
"Hello," she said quietly.
"Yeah, that is odd," Lisa whispered to Asuka.
"Hi there, Ray," Asuka said glumly.
"I was wondering if you were doing anything after the test today," Ray said quietly.
No plans," Lisa responded.
"Maybe we could go for a burger together?"
Lisa asked, smiling.
"Yeah,"
Lisa said.
"What do you think, Asuka?"
Okay, sounds cool."
The three of them walked to Nerve together. The five children stared in awe. Oft hit new white Ava in the launch bay. It was slightly bigger than the others and looked really weird.
"Hey, at laster, I've got something to pilot," Toji said.
"Get real," Asuka yelled. "They wouldn't let you drive something that or good."
"I wouldn't mind either," Ray said.
"My God, she talks," Toji yelled.
"Very funny," said Lisa. "Stop being such a jerk. Ray's a lot different now."
"Really?
Do I have to act like you expect?" Ray said, annoyed.
No, Toji replied, sweating. The five left the test chambers.
"Well done," said Ritsuko. "All of you have improved, but Asuka's doing the best of all. You've shot up 10 points in the last week."
"Yeah! Told you I was the best!" Asuka gloated.
"Better listen to Hagur," Lisa said. "She'll put you out of a job." Lisa and Asuka laughed, and Ray let out a slight giggle. Toji and Shinji looked upset.
"All right, everybody out, not you," Ritsuko said, pointing at Lisa. "We need a few extra tests from Lisa."
"Sorry about that burger, guys," she said, waving goyoid bye to Ray and Asuka.
"We won't wait up for you," Ray said and winked.
Shinji and Toji looked shocked as the two girls left, smiling. Ritsuko was examining Lisa as she sat, asking about her health and such. Lisa noticed someone else going into the test chamber. A beautiful girl with gray hair and really pale skin who was wearing a blue and black plug suit. Ritsuko noticed her attention and said,
"Oh, Ihat's the new pilot."
"When did she arrive?"
"Just today, in Unit 5.
"So she's going to be piloting it?"
"Yep. She spent the whole trip in its plug, practicing synchronization."
Lisa looked at the displays and readouts of the new pilot's tests.
"Wow, she's really good," she said, awed.
"She's almost rematched your rate," Ritsuko added. "I must be slipping. But she's really impressive."
"Thank you," the girl said over the radio link to the plug.
She smiled and opened her eyes. They were red. Lisa and the new girl were changing. "So what's your name?" she asked. "Joe," she said. "Nice and short," Lisa said. "And you're Lisa. You're very famous where I come from." "Oh, wow. You don't realize how important you are to so many people." "Wow, I'm flattered," she said, blushing. Joe was changing, and she couldn't help but notice how beautiful she was. Joe smiled as she blushed. "Don't feel threatened," she said. "Huh?" Lisa said. "You're jealous." "Don't be. It's not worthy of you." "Thank you," Lisa said, blushing some more. "May I ask you something?" "Yes," Lisa said. "Do you like any of those other pilots?" "Yes, I really like Asuka and Ray. The two men are real jerks." Joe hummed for a bit, then said, "I like Asuka and Ray too." "You're weird," Lisa said. "Me? You're the one that's still in her plug suit." Joe and Lisa went out to the burger place Asuka and Ray were heading for. Lisa, Sadal, Ray, and Asuka leaving together, and told Joe to wait while she went up to them. "Hi there," she said. Asuka turned around. "Oh, hi. What took you?" "Oh, Ritsu was just being paranoid." "Who's your friend in Dip?" Asuka asked Jed. "I'm the new pilot," Joe said, approaching them. "You must be Asuka. I've heard so many good things about you." "Wow, really?" "They say you're the best," Joe said, smiling. Ritsuko was exaggerating, Lisa assured her. "My sync rate came out better, but Asuka's improving dramatically." "So she will soon be better than you?" Lisa sweated. I guess." Asuka was smiling, flattered. Lisa noticed the stern look Ray was giving Joe, and suddenly felt suspicious. The four of them spent the afternoon having fun, going to a movie and stuff. They stopped at a cafe afterwards. "Whereabouts do you live?" Asuka asked Joe. "I've got a small flat nearby, but it's very uncomfortable." "Shy, don't you satty with us," Lisa said. "We've got lots of room." "I'd like that. Thank you." The three girls headed for Lisa's home. Late that night, while the other two were fast asleep, Lisa crept out and up into her living room. She crept past Joe, sleeping on the couch, and knelt down by the phone cord. She reached her mind out and contacted the angel again. She asked what the Maggie had on Joe. The angel replied, "Nothing, Jing. The files are blank." Lisa was surprised, but left it and headed into the kitchen to get a drink. She felt a hand on her shoulder, and Joe said, "Do you always get up this late?" "Only sometimes," Lisa said, glad that the light was so bad that Joe couldn't see her blushing as she turned around. "You're blushing," she said. "How'd you tell?" "The heat's coming off your face." "What is it?" "Nothing," Lisa said quietly. "I make you nervous," Joe stated. "Something like that," Lisa said. "It's just amazing how alike we are sometimes." "We're more alike than you think," Joe said, placing her arms around her neck and kissing Lisa deeply. Asuka stepped out of the bedroom behind them and saw them kissing. She stood in shock and was about to say something, but thought otherwise. "I'll let them," she thought. "Abita, maybe I'll get a turn." Later. This world brought good to me more than I could have hoped for, Joe said to her Ava, remembering having Lisa with her. "It is a pity we must end it. I can delay no longer." She stepped off the catwalk and floated in midair. "Come, my sister, we go to our destiny." Hyuga screamed out an alarm as the Maggie detected a blue signal in the complex. All of the Avas were deployed and moved to intercept Joe, Sand, Unit 5, as they descended. It came to a rest on the lower level, with Joe hanging in front of it and the four other Avas facing her. "Why?" Lisa asked. "Why are you doing this?" "I have no choice. I'm the last angel, and if I fail, we all shall.
Although I do not want it, my success will end in your destruction. Attack them, Gendo commanded.
It's your enemy.
I can't, Lisa yelled. She's my friend. Shinji ran forwards, knife out, but the zombie of Unit 3 ripped through, hit ground, and got in his way. Go, my sister, I must continue, Joe commanded as she floated further downwards. Ava 05 sprang forwards and grabbed Unit 2 and 4. Huge wings appeared onto his back, and it blasted through the roof of the pyramid, drapooing them into the geofront. Unit 3 beat up Oin 0 and 1 as Joe kept descending. Up in Tear geofront, Thua winged Eva swooped down on the Tiwa on the ground, swatting at them and kicking them as it flew down. Oscar yelled, how could we fight it?
Concentrate your AT field,
Lisa yelled back. A pair of large ghostly wings sprang from the back of the Ava, and it flew up to fight Unit 5. Oscar concentrated and her Ava did the same. The two Avas wrestled with it in midair. Then Unit 4 finally grabbed one of its wings and tore it off, sending it plunging to the ground. The two of them landed and proceeded to pound the Ava, but it threw them off and started blasting at them with its own AT field. Itter hit Unit 2 really badly, smashing apart its shoulder and wrenching an arm off. Lisa concentrated over the pain of the hit she was taking, focused her own AT field into an enormous blast of white light that engulfed the Ava. Unit 5 screeched and disintegrated. Unit 04 ran over to check on Unit 2. Oscar was alive, but unconscious. Hugo reported that 0 and 1 were losing, and that Joe had breached the vault of heaven. Cursing under her breath, Lisa vanished from her entry plug. She reappeared in the vault, floating in midair, just suit behind Joe, who was reeking out to touch Adam, nailed to the cross.
Stop! Lisa yelled out.
I have to. I have no choice.
I'll have to stop you regardless, Lisa said.
Then come, Joe said. Save mankind for me. The two of them flew away from Adam, circling each other in midair. I am impressed to see you use the wall of your soul like that, Joe said. I have taught humans how to as well. Then there is still hope for them. Joe suddenly started firing off blasts at Lisa, who had to frantically dodge them. She started firing back, and what blasts weren't canceled in midair, Joe dodged or deflected with her own AT field. Changing tactics, Lisa flew straight ahead, concentrating her AT field into her hands and slamming into Joe, sending her flying against a massive Urcock pillar. She swooped down, again pounding at Joe until she was thrown back. This time, Joe let out a huge blast that smashed her AT field. The second one hit her square on and sent her hurtling back into a different pillar. Joe formed energy around her hands and rained it down on Lisa, hurting her even more. Then she formed an intense ball in her hand and charged down at Lisa, planning to kill her with Thais Strike. Lisa barely recovered in time to make a long blade in her hand as Joe approached. She yelled, "Forgive me!" as she thrust it out and impaled Joe through the stomach. Joe coughed up some blood and gazed into Lisa's eyes.
"Don't regret it. I'm glad to have met you."
Her eyes closed, and she slumped down dead on her friend. Lisa pulled herself away and faced Adam. "You are the cause of it all. Let there be no more suffering." She fired off an enormous blast that consumed the first angel, utterly disintegrating it. Exhausted, she fainted and collapsed to the ground. Lisa awoke in the nerve hospital with Oscar sitting next to her.
"Are you all right?"
Oscar asked.
"I will be," Lisa said. "They told me about Joe. I'm so sorry," Oscar said, beginning to cry.
"I'll miss her too," Lisa said, also starting to cry.
Oscar leaned forwards and hugged her love, sobbing heavily.
"There, Lair," Lukisa said. "It's over." Now and forever, it's over.
The end.
Author's notes. Yeah, a kind of sad, kind of happy ending, but with a way better fight than in episode 24. Lisa had to kill her love, but she saved the world. See y'all next time.